Amen, amen. Praise God. Whew. I was telling somebody last night about our worship segment and how we do that, and their comment to me was, that's boring. It's like, we sing the same songs for a month, and, well, that's boring. I'm like, boring? Are you kidding me? They can't sing them without the words after 4 weeks. Some people can't. The other thing I forgot to mention during praise reports, watched a movie last night, and I encourage you all, if you're looking for a good movie to watch, I watched it on Netflix. It's called Lifted, and it's a really, really good movie, but I would, you know, recommend it with not watching it with not much activity, because you got to watch it, but it is very, very, very good movie. I was like, I was very shocked at the end of the movie, the way it turned out. Very, very good. I highly recommend it. It's called Lifted. Today is January 22nd, 2012. And I had some things happen this week that really cemented for me that God is doing a work in my life, and that it really helped me to realize that I'm not so far away from God that I'm not doing what he wants me to do, or not receiving guidance and direction from him. You know, there are a lot of times that we walk, we do what we know we're called to do, we act and we perform how God would want us to, but a lot of times there's still that doubt in our head, you know, did I miss something? Am I not doing something that God wants me to do? And even I get that, you know, a lot. It's like, okay, Lord, you know, what am I not doing? And that doubt comes upon your heart. And for those of us that are really striving to be more like Christ, and to really are really striving to have God's guidance and direction in our lives, we can get these feelings of doubt. And that's, of course, how the devil tricks us. But it's nice when we receive that confirmation, when God says, no, you're just, you know, relax. You're on the right page. But we have to remember to trust in those things, to trust in the things that God puts on our heart through the doubt, to know that it's God that does these things and that it's the Lord that puts them there, and to really recognize them, accept them, and trust that they're from him. So let me ask you, these are some things that came, I was like overwhelmed yesterday with the Spirit. Have you ever tried to be something that you're not, just to please somebody else? Have you ever tried to do things and try to be someone that you're just not? You know, there are those times in our lives that, yes, we want to please others. And a lot of times that may alter our personality or who we are just a little bit. But that's my question. Have you tried to do that? Have you ever in your life done something that really wasn't you? And I don't mean necessarily a bad thing, don't get me wrong. Just something that wasn't necessarily what you would have done, or just not within your personality, that type of thing. Well, what I find is that the stress and pressure that can come from trying to please others and to be what we think they want us to be, to do what they what we think they want us to do, it can sometimes be very overwhelming. You know, we all have a lot of demands on ourselves, on our time. You know, I know in when I was still in school, there was a lot of peer pressure, you know, to do this or do that. Hey, come on, let's do this, do that. But the thing that you have to remember, and what my dad really instilled in me, is to be you. Just be Brenda. So many times he would say to me, stop acting like so-and-so. Knock it off. Just be Brenda. Be who you are. But there are those times that we will do things and we will make compromises with our lives, with who we are, rather than being true to ourselves, to please others. And there's a lot of pressure that comes with that. There's a lot of burden that comes with that. And it can be very overwhelming. Today's message is titled, Who You Are Not. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Regardless of your age, your gender, your social status, your marital status, regardless of all those things, this type of pressure and stress affects all of us at some point in our lives. Pressure to do good, pressure to do this or do that from our parents, from our friends, from our spouse, from our children. Sometimes can be overwhelming and change us, alter us. And even when it's truly not who we are. And that, because we can get so far away from the truth and who we are, who God has made us to be, it brings us down. It puts added pressure on us, added burdens on us, because you're not happy. That's not who I am. This person that I'm becoming is not good. I'm not being true to myself. I'm not being true to God. You can only put on a fake facade for so long. Sooner or later, you have to take the mask off. And the true you comes out. Okay? There are could also possibly even be times where you're unaware of what's happening. You're unaware of the situation that comes upon you. And it's not until God brings these things to light that you're able to see it. You might not realize that you're doing it. You may be just doing what you know, trying to get by, doing what you think you need to do to please whoever, not even realizing that that's what you're doing until God shows you. But when your eyes are open, that's when we take a step back and we review the current situation. We look at things, what's been going on, how did we get here, and we start to think about it. We recognize it, we analyze it, we resolve it, and we try to correct it so that it can be resolved. And it's at those times a person feels relief and the burden lifted. The pressure's gone. No longer do I have to wear this mask. I can be who I truly am. I don't have to be who I am not, because that's just not me. Being mean and hateful and cruel, that's not me. Being misunderstood, yeah, that's me. People misunderstand me all the time. But being true to who you are, being true to the values that God has placed in your heart and what's important to you, it's important to stay in touch with those and not make so many compromises in your life that you get so far off the beaten path that you don't know who you are any longer. You lose sight of who you are. It's very difficult as you grow from a child. Adolescence comes, you know, puberty and all that. It mixes you up. It's not easy to find your feet. It's even worse as an adult and not being on firm ground if you don't know who you are. So you ever had somebody say to you, oh, I got to go find myself? I don't know who I am. You'll find that with people that don't have that firm foundation, that have never understood who God has made them to be, and they've always, most of their life, tried to do things, so many things to please others that they've lost who they are, and they got to go find themselves. Because they're confused and misunderstood and don't know how to continue on. So they'll take a break. But when we see how we've made compromises and changed ourselves and not been true to who we are by the grace of God, God showing us those things, and we realize it, we accept it. Okay, I've made a mistake. I'm sorry, let me back up. This isn't who I am. There's a burden and a pressure that's lifted from us when that comes to light And that's when we can breathe a sigh of relief and be who we really are. The pressure to be something that you are not can lead you to realize that who you have become and who you are and how you are acting is just not who you are. It's not how you are. This isn't me. It doesn't feel right. Although the intentions to please others are usually honorable and they're usually good, you want to please others because you don't want to bring strife. So they're usually done with good intentions. But so often we fail, and in the end, we really end up disappointing others and ourselves. We get frustrated with ourselves because we have tried and tried and now failed. I can't be the person that you want me to be. All I can be is who I am. Has anybody ever seen the movie Cool Runnings? Disney movie? In that line, or in that movie, there's a line that says that. The Jamaican bobsled team, the leader tries to get them to act like the Swiss. And his teammate says to him, if we are Jamaican, act Jamaican, talk Jamaican, and all we can be is Jamaican. You can only do that, put on that false act for so long. Sooner or later, who you truly are will come out. And honestly, that's what you're called to do. That's what you're called to be. What God has made you, not what you are not. You can only please others for so long. And a lot of times it's what we think they want, not necessarily what they want. I have a family member that's like that. Always tries to tell you what they think you want to hear, just so that they are not causing waves. And unfortunately, a lot of times it brings a lot of falsehood, things that just aren't true. Because that's what that person thinks you want to hear. It's not a good situation. But that is done to avoid upsetting and hurting others. It's done to avoid disappointing other people in your lives. But it's important to remember that God has made us in his own image, each of us. We're all unique. We think and we act differently. We talk differently. Our voices sound differently. We look different. God made us that way for a purpose, for a reason. It would be a pretty boring world if we were all the same. We may have the same goals and the same ambitions, but we all contain within our own individual selves our own view on situations and circumstances. We bring a different point of view to every situation that comes up. And that's good. No one is greater than the other, just different. My way of thinking is not better than yours. It's different. Your way of thinking is not better than mine. It's just different. And remaining humble and realizing where those differences come from and giving credit where credit is due to our Creator, that makes a difference on how people perceive you. If you're arrogant and self and conceited and puffed up, full of pride, that tends to not get a very good reception when you're dealing with a situation where you disagree. That's not the way to handle it. But God sees all these things. And honestly, it's okay to be different. It's the way God intends. God calls us to be like-minded. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, the word says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own image, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Meaning, we are called to have the same goals in mind. To be more like Christ. Treating others better than ourselves. Loving each other. But that doesn't mean we are to do all things the same. There's an exercise that I do in the wedding counseling. Aaron knows it. You take a towel, you hand it to a person, and you say, fold it. And you have them fold the towel. You take the towel and you give it to some, unfold it, give it to somebody else and have them fold it. More often than not, they will fold it differently. But the only time you'll get it folded the same is if it is mother and daughter. But keep in mind, I do this in wedding counseling. The purpose is to show you that the end result is still the same. How it gets done doesn't really matter. To some it might, if they have control issues and are anally retentive. But the end result is still the same. And that's what it's important to remember. We don't have to do things the same. We have to just try to do better. Be more loving, be more kind, treat others the way you want to be treated. Have an understanding that it's okay that we're all different. It's okay that we may not agree, but where is our heart? Are the intentions good or are the intentions for evil? Are we being true to ourselves in the way that God has made us, or are we trying to be something that we're not? We are called to strive to be a better person. When we try to be something or someone we are not, our old self has a way of coming out, who we are. You can only hide it for so long. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not so good. But most times, people will get hurt in the process. There have been known to be people for years that had a relationship based on the way a person was. And one day that person wakes up and discovers they can't be that person any longer because it's not who they truly are. And relationships crumble because of it. As Paul spoke in the book of Philippians, real Christian joy and contentment are not based on circumstances, but come through trusting God and having a deep, settling confidence that He is in control of your life. Peace inside comes through salvation. It comes from God's Word, from the Holy Spirit, being obedient to Christ and having a relationship with the Lord. That's where your peace comes. True joy is knowing God can turn any difficulty in our life to our good and His glory. Amen. In understanding His love and His power, and in understanding that His love and His power cannot be removed by pain, suffering, or trial. God's love cannot be removed by those things, pain, suffering, or trial. And because of that, we should have joy. We should understand and be comfortable with who we are. Be comfortable with the way God has made us, and be comfortable with the guidance and direction that He's giving us. We should have peace in knowing that He's in control, and joy in knowing that His love cannot be removed from us by pain, suffering, or trial. To be content in every circumstances, you have to know that God or the Lord will help with all things and supply every need. Sometimes it's difficult to be who you truly are. People won't, a lot of people won't accept you the way you truly are. But I can tell you this, in my opinion, if they're called to be in your life, they will. If they love you, they will accept you for who you are. They may not agree with it. They may hope that that changes about you. Now keep in mind, God can change us. Okay? But most people deep down inside, if they have any kind of desire for the Lord in their life, they're going to be a good person. They're going to be loving and kind, not worldly and deceitful. There are those things. You can't help who you are, how you do things, who you're attracted to. You can't change those things. That's your makeup. That's the way God made you. And there's nothing wrong with it. That's why there's so many different types of people in the world. Okay? You have to be comfortable with that. You have to have peace in your heart. You have to trust what God puts on your heart. When he gives you that gut feeling that says something ain't right, you have to be able to trust in it. And you have to say, okay, God, I got it. I understand. You're trying to tell me something. You can't force things. You can't be who you're not. It doesn't work. It's very important to remain true to who you are, to love others and yourself, to be a better person than what you once were, and to realize that God has made you the way you are for a reason. In Jeremiah 13:23, the word says, can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. There is good within every one of us. It's there, placed there by the Lord. To do bad and to do evil is a choice. A lot of people choose to be bad rather than good. But the desire to do good is within every one of us. It's placed there by the Lord. You have to remain true to who you are. You can't be something that you're not. To let the mind of Christ be in us, we must humbly and obediently determine our own thought life. We cannot let others do it for us. Instead, we must cause our minds to dwell on those things that bring peace to us and glory to God. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Not that I speak in respect for want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content. Trust in your guts. Trust in your instincts. Trust in God to lead and guide you. And know that he made you the way you are. To do good and to strive to be better is what he calls for. He places that desire should be within your heart. Who you are is a good person, as long as you seek to do good. You can be overcome by evil, but you certainly cannot be who you are not. It will wear you out, and you will not have peace. So stay true to the Lord and stay true to yourself. Amen. That's the word for today. Does anybody have any thoughts or anything to add? If all hearts and minds are clear, then we can stand for dismissal.